I'm the voice in your head. You don't hear from me often. I'm not the normal voice you hear. Normally you hear yourself, but you're hearing someone new. My words flutter around your skull as you try to figure out who I am despite me saying it. How can the voice in my head sound different? How can I have a conversation with it? I'm just listening to myself. You're also questioning yourself. Do you not trust you? I'm not the bad voice in your head. I'm not going to give you a nagging feeling something's wrong. I'm not going to bring up some random humiliation. I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to help you relax. You deserve it after such a hard day. You agree, since you're the one imagining me. What do I look like to you? Am I blonde? Do I have blue eyes? Large breasts? Do I have pink hair? Maybe I'm covered in tattoos. Maybe I'm purple or I have wings. There's no wrong way to picture me. I'm the voice in your head. Get a clear vision of what I look like. Match the voice to whatever you're picturing. Do you have it? Very good. Reach your hand under your shirt. Touch your torso. Run your fingers along your skin. Feel yourself under your own touch. Those fingers feeling the expanse of skin hidden by a shirt. Imagine they're my slender fingers touching you, caressing your skin, worshipping your body like it's an idol of some long-forgotten religion. Those are my hands teasing you, touching you everywhere except where you want. Your arousal building as I straddle your hips. I enjoy the feeling of you underneath me. I love how your body just molds into my touch, molds to my shape. I lean down. Our faces inches apart from each other, sharing the same oxygen. Look into my eyes as I run my hands over your chest. What color are my eyes? Keep looking into them as my face gets closer to yours. My lips are hovering barely an inch above yours. I have you leaning into my touch as my fingers dance across your most sensitive parts. Your nipples hardened over the ghost of a touch. My warm breath on your lips before I lean in to kiss them. My lips are so soft, aren't they? Pretty full lips colliding with yours. Your hands moving to my hips. I slap them away. I didn't give you permission to touch me. You've always had a thing for women who can take control and you like this. You like that I can tell you no? You put your hands down and you just melt into my kiss. You moan as my hands find a particularly sensitive part that you weren't expecting. Lips working in tandem. My hips starting to grind down against yours. My hands staying in contact with your bare skin. The more we kiss, the wetter I get. The more I want you. I think to myself how hot you look like this. I play your body like a musician plays an instrument. I know your body just like the sun knows the rise in the sky. You're starting to breathe heavier. Little moans you're unaware of escaping from your lips. The more I tease you, the more I avoid touching you where you want me to touch. That need starting in your groin becomes harder to ignore. You're silently begging me whether or not you realize it. Time begins to fade away. The only thing is the feeling of me on top of you. My weight is a grounding force as we kiss, our bodies becoming one. You're keeping your hands to yourself despite how badly you want to touch me. But you remind yourself you're good. You can be patient. You can wait for permission until you get what you want. The more I rub against you, the more frantic my kisses get. My own desire for you growing with every rock of my hips. You're meeting my friction, feeling the warmest of my hands touching you. And you wish to ask me to touch you somewhere, somewhere where it's throbbing. But if you ask, that means breaking away from my lips. It seems like a sin to stop kissing me at this moment. You come to realize that it's futile to try to get what you want when I'm right here. That thought, it shouldn't be as freeing as it is. You sink into the moment. The rest of the world is becoming blurry because the woman on top of you is demanding all your attention, all your focus. Who are you to deny her when she so clearly commands you? Giving your submission to her, giving your submission to me, it is as easy as breathing air. Once you accept that, I back off for a second and tell you to tell me where you want my hands. So I ask of you, where do you want my hands? That's where my hands move to. They go lower, dipping into your pants. I reach past your underwear. It's a small barrier, but I get to where I want. In my hand, I have proof of your arousal. It makes me smile. You want me just as badly as I want you. I'm getting wetter somehow. I worry about the stain I'm leaving on your leg, but you don't seem to mind. You're just happy that I'm touching you. I start off nice and slow, a feather-light touch, teasing you. A wicked gleam in my eye, I go in for another kiss. I whisper in your ear how amazing you feel against my fingers. You shudder underneath me, involuntarily bucking into my touch. I smirk, kiss your neck, and then look into your eyes. You're still being good for me, keeping your hands to yourself. I watch them clench and unclench. They're shaking. It's taking everything you have to not grab me. You want to feel me, but that isn't the name of the game. You know better. If you break the rules, then you might not get to orgasm. That would be worse than death at this point. So I praise you. I watch you light up with the praise. You love when the dominant is gentle with you, treats you like a treasure, something precious, meant to be protected. I tell you how good you are for me. You shudder again. I lean down again, another way to tease you. My hand never stopping, my lips mere inches from yours, but I don't lean down all the way to kiss you. It's another tease, another torture. I want to drag this out. I'm having too much fun. You consider risking touching me. That way you can feel my lips against yours. You want a kiss. You want to taste me again. No, it's not a want. It's a need. Burning you from the inside out, it feels so bright. But just as you're about to risk it all, I speed up. You arch your back and you moan. It sounds like it was ripped out of you. And as you start to fall back down, I chase you, finally kissing you. You eagerly accept it. I compliment you, tell you how good you look with my hand down your pants. I tell you how badly I want you. How wet I am for you. I confess how good your body feels against mine. That every time you touch me, it feels like an electric spark shooting through my body. This makes you get closer. Closer than you thought you would be. Closer than you want to admit. It's not enough to come, but you can feel it. Knowing how badly I want you, being aware of how desperately I need you, it makes you feel good. Your pleasure building. I keep our lips locked. I keep touching you, exploring your body with the hand not between your thighs. I start to grind down against you in earnest. Breathy moans in your ear. I'm getting us both off. I can't deny my own arousal at this point. I'm so wet, and I need something to take the edge off. It's not going to be you. You know this. You're doing what you're told. You consider it a privilege to have this much of an effect on me. You consider it an honor that I'm willing to get off while touching you. I tell you to look at my pussy. See how wet I am. I say, look what you do to me. And then I go faster. Then I speed up. Another moan echoes in the room. Neither of us are sure if it was from you or me. Your body starts moving erratically. You're getting warm. It's so warm. Sweat is beading across my forehead and I just keep stroking my clit. I'm playing with myself and I'm matching the speed to the speed I'm touching you so that we can get off at the same time. Our orgasms are building together. Our bodies work as one to bring the other pleasure. My voice gets whinier. It gets higher pitched. And I praise you again. I tell you, you are taking everything I give you so well. I then ask if you think you can come at the same time as me. You nod your head yes. You don't trust your voice to not come out shaky and pathetic. So I lean down and kiss you. I decided that we are both going to come while we kiss. I want to swallow your moans and keep them to myself because you are my treasure. Your moans, your pleasure, your orgasms, your everything belongs to me. You gave it to me with a smile on your face. Now you're getting your reward for being such a well-behaved submissive for me. I whisper in your ear to come for me as my own orgasm rockets through me. I can't help it. I wasn't aware of how close I was. And seeing me come, feeling me orgasm, that's enough to send you over the edge. Me orgasming on top of you, you orgasming beneath me. You let go. You come from my touch, from my hand. We're still kissing. The touches are getting slower. The wet noises of sex slowly coming to a stop. My hips, they come to a standstill in your chest. It's rising and falling with ferocity. It's starting to get a pattern now. I smile. I look you in the eyes and I tell you I love you. It makes your heart swell. I ask if you want to cuddle. You look at me like that's a stupid question and you pull me against your body. I rest on top of you. I scratch your arm. You're making cute little happy noises. You don't even realize it, so I kiss your nose. I tell you how adorable you are. Then it fades away. The world comes back. Reality sets in. And just like that, I'm gone too.